This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. We had before in Perek Beis, we had the dinim of the Kli Cheres. We just had in the last Mishnah, the last bunch of Mishnahs, we had a Kli that has a nekev and you want to plug the hole. And then you have a Kli Cheres, which is not punctured, doesn't have a hole, it shattered, it broke. And that's the halacha of Shivrei Kli Cheres, which we call a Gistro. It's Mekabel Tumah if it still has a Gevissa Cheshivus as a Kli, the Shurim of which we discussed in Perek Beis. A cheres over here means a gistro, a shivrei kli cheres. And it can't stand by itself and be machzik the shir mashkin that we had back in Perek Beis, the loig, the whatever it is over there, ayin shom, mipnei oznoi. Either there's part of the kli that's broken, there's a handle, and the handle, you can't place it flat on the counter. So now the handle is going to make it lean, so the liquid's going to spill out, it's not machzik. Or the kli is broken in a way that it has a bump, it has an angle, a sharp angle. The sharp angle forces it to lean on the side. That's not called a kli kibble since it can't hold onto the liquid that you pour into it by itself. It doesn't have a din of a cup. If the problem with having this gistra be useful is taken away, Tahar, it's still Tahar. Why? When the Kli Cheres broke, it didn't retain its Shem Kli. Remember, we're talking about Shivrei Kli Cheres. The shear of Shever, remember from Perek Beis, is not the same shear as a Kli. Why? Because since it's broken, a broken piece of Cheres at a certain point just becomes garbage. It's only if it has enough of a shear Cheshivus, and the shear is not the regular shear of minimal amount of base kibble. It has to be a shear Chosh of Ayin Shom. Therefore, part of that is understanding also that if it breaks and ba'ifin where it immediately has no use, then it's ois kli cheres. What is it? It's a piece of garbage. So mela, the fact that after that the oizen or the chidud gets ironed out or falls off, doesn't turn it into a kli. A shivrei kli doesn't turn into a kli. It can retain its status as a kli. It could be machzik maimed as still becoming being a kli. Lemaisa is a shein svar, but Rabbi Yehuda metame. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, since right now it could stand, it has the shear, so it's shivrei kli cheres. But even where it's machzik enough liquid, so it is mekabel tumah. What's the machlokes? So the Rav says bekitzer, comes from the Rash, that the shita of the Tanakama is the kli cheres kiven shetor shoachas shuv ein leitumah loilam. A kli cheres, once it becomes ois, is ois. Can't go back to being a kli. Rabbi Yehuda metame the less lehachsvor. Now we already had this type of raid in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Legabi a gistro shenikvo eine chazeres lekabel tumo. And it's not mavur over there, the Rabbi Yehuda's chalik. And over there it's mentioned that the reason why the Mishnah holds that nikvo stima does not help by a gistro is because klicher shenishba shuv ein loy shem klir lomis. So one option, Mishnah Achrona brings it, is to say Taka the Rabbi Yehuda's chelik. It's not so gishmak. The Rabbi Yehuda was chelik on Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, also legabi over there. He's chelik on the whole svar. One possibility. The other possibility, which is written in different ways, Tiferes Yisrael, the Chazanish, the different Uschois, is that there's a chelik between a klish and nikvo, and between where it has a yodis or a bump. The handle or the bump is something mibachutz. It's not a choson the etzem kli. There's something there that's making it tilt, but it's not choson the etzem kli kibble. Kli shen nikva choson the etzem kli. Over there, shuvim l'tayre lomz. Whatever exactly the nusach is, but over there, that's why there's machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue by a kli shen nikva. There, it's mamashay. It's clear. There, about this maskim to this din of kibush tosh shoachas shuvim l'tuma l'olam. Chodesh shenivchaso v'himikabels al tfan oseo. A chodesh that... We're talking about a kli, the bottom broke. So you have a picture of a tall jug. The bottom is flat, it could stand, and you could pour things in. What happens if the bottom cracks? Not that it lets out liquid. The bottom cracks, but even where it can't stand. So if you want, you could turn the kli over, and you could pour orange juice, water, whatever it is, into the kli. On the side, it can. There's nothing wrong with the kli itself. It just can't stand up straight. Oy shenechleka, it was split in half. Picture a tall jug, and you took a knife and you sliced it down the middle. So now you have two half jugs. Each one be'etzem is rounded and has a clear kibble. And now it looks like kimin shtei arevos. It's like two big trays. Picture a big vase. Well, you can't do it with glass because then it'll shatter. But let's say, theoretically, if you can take a knife and cut a vase down the middle, each one is rounded. It has a clear kibble. The funny type of kli. If Yehuda mitar, since the oifen of the kli was made to designed in one way, so we don't look at these pieces as remnants that could still be mekabel tuma, like the regular gister of a kli cheres. It's completely not resembling what it was lechatchila. It's oisyanically. At the end of the day, these are pieces of a kli, and at the end of the day, pieces that are mekabel tuma, pieces that still have a clay kibble and are functional, that come from a kli, lemaisa, retain its status as a kli. That's the din of gistra. But now they're arguing this principle, whether gistra, the leftover shimush of the shivrei kli, have to function somewhat bidoyme to the original makor of the kli, which was the kli shalom. Mishnah Beis, chovitz shenisroya v'enichel litaltu b'chatzi kav groigris. This means like this. We have a chovitz that's cracked. It has cracks. Well, it's not strong enough to carry more than a minimal amount of weight. If you put in a chatzi kav groigris, it's going to fall apart. The weight is going to be too much for it. Tahira, the Mishnah gives a share. When do we say that cracks are considered not just cracks, but geplatzed, it's broken? If the crack is strong enough that it won't be able to hold some shear of weight, then already the crack is final. What's the shear of chatzi kav groigris? It's not exes hakosu. So the Rav says that if you look at Mishnayis and Peil legabe, giving money for somebody who doesn't have what to eat, and oni is allowed to pick from a field peil, it says over there that the kav groigris is a shear of shtei sudas. That means a minimal amount that a person has for food. So chatzi kav groigris is amount of for one meal. So if you can't carry in the kli a meal's worth of food, that's cool, that's not functioning. Gistro shenisroya ve'ena mekabelas mashkin. What happens if you have, for the first case we had a chovitz shenisroya. Here you have a shever of a kli cheres. It itself gets a crack. Ve'ena mekabelas mashkin. Af al pi shehi mekabelas achol, and even though you can still put in a decent amount of food, a chatzi kav groigris. Tohiro, this is a halacha that a gistro that's broken, since it's missing lechatchila, it's already a gistro. So Mela, once it's cracked, you can't keep the yachas achshivus of the kli aide kabbalas oichlin. The only measure will be a sharper, a better usage, will be kabbalas mashkin. Kabbalas mashkin is the way to measure a gistro whether it still has use. Again, it's a kli miyuchad loichl, use it for oichl. No, it's a gistro. Only kabbalas mashkin will be the litmus test whether it retains its shem kli. The Mishnah adds a line over here. She'en shirayin l'shirayin. Why? The gistra itself, the Mepharshim explain, bats and people don't use for a regular kli. It's a sharp edge. It's a broken kli. It's put underneath another kli to catch leakage. So a person puts that under a kli, but you're not going to put something else underneath a gistra. So a gistra that has a leakage, even a little bit leakage, the mice, you're going to throw it out. You're not going to hold on to it. So Mel, that's the shear. Now, it's important to point out that when a chovis is broken, we had earlier in Perek Gimel, that the shear is not when there's a little bit leakage, because you can slip a plate underneath. You put a gistra underneath. The shear is when it's koinis mashka. And hagufo, when a kli has a hole in it, it retains its shem kli, unless the hole is big enough that the liquid could come in. Liquid falling out, okay, you'll put another kli underneath. But a gistra, hagufa, the gistra you only have retaining its shem kli, it only has a chshivus as a kli if it has a proper usage, Shirayin the Shirayin, nobody's going to hold on to it. So B'chiyai Gam, it's not a bottle, and it's ois kli.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.